You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE has been open for an hour, so it's time for the opening with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. Nick, you were telling me yesterday when we were speaking to David Shapiro last night, you said the volume was a massive $57 billion on the JSE yesterday, but you also suggested that today was not going to be one of those post-closeout quiet days. It's also going to be busy because of rejigging of indices.
Lindsay, morning. Yes, that's correct. So, it's been a very busy week. Regardless, we had all the central banks this week, and of course, as you said, throwing our close out yesterday with the volume was so enormous. Today, there could be also some fun and games in the auction. So, just to recap for listeners, so what we got going on is we have basically they revalue the weighted index. So, the top 40, for example, we have Impala Platinum coming into that index. We have Sibanye Gold coming into that index, and then going out we have Aspen, PSG and Sappi, and then the Swix 40 also is getting reweighted. So we have Goldfields coming in, Implats coming in, Sibanye coming in, and then Aspen going out, PSG and SAP. So just to recap, when this reweighting happens, all the index trackers like the ones you'd be familiar with, like your Satrix 40s, are going to have to rejig their basket. So there could be quite significant volume going through, and that's in the auction. So they've literally got 10 minutes to play it from 4:50 to 5 o'clock.
And is it true that there's window dressing ahead of this, if window dressing is the right word? Because I noticed Sappi yesterday got absolutely clattered. And is that an anticipation of what's going to happen today? Do people already know it, or do they just suspect it?
Yeah, so it's actually a trading strategy. And if you look it up, you Google it, it's called add deletes. So it's been around for years since the introduction of indexes around the world. So the clever quants, the guys who are far cleverer than me, will work out on a formula given the market cap, given the price action, given the time, the weighting, and a whole lot of different stuff, what is necessarily going to go into an index. And bearing in mind indexes around the world, whether it be the top 40, the Dow Jones, the S&P, the FTSE, every single quarter they get reweighted. So they'll say, well, this stock has run really hard, this deserves to be in, and this stock doesn't deserve to in because it's been selling off.
Yes.
So these guys will typically work on and say, okay, so we got before today's reweighting, we think that Sappi should be, given its price performance, should be going out. So we better quickly get out of there first before the guys come in the auction tonight and do it. So yeah, they've done their homework, Lindsay. I don't think it's a little bit of window dressing. It's a bit of the clever guys have figured it out, and they are selling it ahead of it at the market, and you can see what it's done. So it is a strategy called add deletes.
Very good. Let's have a look at the spot prices to give us some backdrop to the rest of our conversation. The dollar rand is 14.75, British pound against the rand 18.54, and the euro rand 16.31 with the euro dollar 110.50, which has barely changed from our conversation last night. Onto the commodities, I've got the gold price up 5 to 15.04. I've got platinum at $9.45, which is up $6.50, and palladium down, is that right, down 11 to 15.94? Have you got palladium there, Nick? My palladium screen is sometimes a bit wonky.
Palladium is currently down, yes, I've got it down almost 0.4%.
Okay, great. And crude oil, of course, the all-important crude oil, just clawing its way back in the last 36 hours or so, back up to $65.11. Last night in the States, Nick, what happened?
So last night in the States was a bit of a non-event. We had some local data out of the States. We had some better than expected housing and manufacturing data. Of course, following on from the second interest rate cut of 2009, which was the previous day, where the Dow Jones actually ended the day at it was actually down 52 points, or 0.2%, and the S&P clinging to a very slight gain of 0.1. But I just must point out that at one point, the S&P 500 was literally 4 points away from its all-time high. So it came off the highs into the close. And then this morning, it's just a bit of a soggy market, I think. You know, Asian markets were mixed, and we've had the markets, the FTSE and et cetera, all cooled down slightly. They're currently trading down 0.25%. So a little bit of a softer session, although the US futures are pointing to a Wall Street opening up about 0.2 higher.
What's happened to Grand Parade? Because their results came out at 7:08 this morning. I'm speaking to the CEO later on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and ShareNet, of course. Has anything happened to that stock? Because it's been a very noisy one.
It has been a noisy one. There's been all sorts of shenanigans as well with director sort of boardroom movements and all sorts going on. The problem is it is quite a small stock. It falls in that sort of space of under 2 billion market cap of 1.3.
Yes.
Year to date stock, down 9%. It's a very thinly traded count, and it ties in with our conversation a few days ago about, maybe getting some market makers in these smaller guys. The stock is actually unchanged. It's hardly even traded today. £2.85 last trade.
Okay, well, we'll find out the full story with the CEO later on this afternoon. Gemfields, another small cap, another share that doesn't trade very much and I don't think has traded this morning, but their 6-monthly results came out as well this morning.
Yeah, I did, and also said didn't trade, smaller cap, but something that has traded, I don't know if it's you might on a delayed feed. Did you pick up there was the trading update from Investec this morning?
No, I haven't seen that. Let me just refresh my screen. What time did it come out, Nick? Why am I missing this?
You're missing it because it came out a few minutes ago.
Maybe there we go. Delayed. Pre-close trading update at 8 o'clock this morning. The share price down quite sharply. What are they saying?
Okay, so let's have a look at this one. So Investec's now warning this morning that profit for the first half of the year was going to fall on higher costs. I'm reading this here. As investment bank overhauls its business amidst uncertainties ranging from Brexit to the ongoing global trade war. So starting to hit home a little bit, I think, this trade war and the likes of Investec reporting that they're taking a bit of a smack. In fact, the trade this morning in London, the stock was almost down 10%.
Wow.
So it has clawed back. It's down 4.2%. But I actually quite like this share, but it just shows you sort of left field that things are a bit tough. Headline earnings per share to be 15 to 18% lower for 6 months ended September 30th. Mm. And it's going to take a hit of about 42 million quid to pre-tax profit in that period.
Mm. So the pound might be something to do with it, because I noticed that the pound, pound went to a 2-month high yesterday when Jean-Claude Juncker said in an interview that he thought that a Brexit deal is going to be done, which is such a turnaround.
It's a massive turnaround, and there's been all these. Obviously, the sticking point has been this Irish backstop that they're talking about. But it seems like they're getting quite close. And you've got to say, Lindsay, these markets are fairly efficient, because that pound has been stubbornly strong and pushing forward, as you said, to multi-month highs, and it looked like So the news slowly been filtering out now that they're quite close. Maybe Boris Johnson's going to get it before this Brexit sort of expiry happens.
Yeah, in a way, I don't want him to succeed because I don't want him to be Prime Minister. But of course, it's much, much better for me if there is a Brexit deal and I don't have to queue at airports with all sorts of other nationalities for half an hour to get into the UK or wherever I'm going. Selfish of me, of course, to say that. The most viewed shares this morning on sharenet.co.za, Blue Label Telecoms, up 11.6%. So I think the old adage is pay and the pain goes away, and they've paid for Cell C, and now people can get on with the rest of analysing the rest of their business. It's a big move to the upside.
Big move to the upside. I'll throw another adage in. I think David mentioned it last night, was buy the rumour, sell the news.
Yes.
I think the stock has been one of the worst performers in that small space on the JSE the whole year. Down almost, 85-90% from its highs. But yes, I think now that we know that the mountain they have to climb, now that the guys have been selling into it, and I think I saw a tweet from David Shapiro yesterday saying that there's no one left to sell the share. That's maybe why it's bouncing. There might be some truth in that.
Might be. Top five major moves to the upside this morning. Sibanye up 2.75%. South 32 up 2.5%. Implats a 2.5% winner. That must be very close to the year's high, actually. 91.85 I've got on my delayed screen. Quilter up 2.2% and Goldfields 2.1% better. So a good reputation of commodity stocks in that top five, Nick.
Yeah, that's the theme, isn't it, Lindsay? We've got it's that gold share, that share price in gold. Funny enough, it doesn't look like such a big move when you look at the spot price. It's 15.03. It's up sort of $4.90, but it's come off. It's up almost $15 off the lows. You can't help but think there's a little bit of sort of risk in the background before the weekend, I think, and that's reflected also the yen. The yen's also taken a bit of a bid. It's under 108. It's 107.80. Gold price up sort of $5, and we can see that in our gold shares. So in the background, I think it feels like as much as there's a little bit of green on the screen, there's also a little bit of risk coming on, a little bit of risk aversion happening in the background.
On the downside, the two Investex, PLC and Limited, both down sharply, 5.1% for PLC, Limited down 4.2%. Santam is a 2% loser, Hyprop 2% down as well, and Remgro down nearly 2%. Their results came out after the market closed last night. I spoke to Yanni Durant, the CEO, and It wasn't the most sparkling set of results, and you could hear almost his frustration with the state of the macroeconomy in South Africa.
I mean, I'm going to actually dial in and have a listen to that. I'll download it this morning because that was sort of dominated a bit of our morning meeting this morning. We actually had a holding in it as a group. And I think a bit of a frustration also coming through. I mean, much as Mr. Durant's got frustration, us as shareholders, it sounded like if you're the portfolio manager saying, "Oh, these guys are going to do anything." You know what? You know, we're literally a holding company. There's nothing exciting happening. So, I think frustration all around. But I guess, you know, it's like in an environment like South Africa, where these guys operate, where there is no growth and very little looking like it's coming in a hurry. You know, what do they do? If they're sitting on a cash pile, what do they buy, I guess?
Exactly. That was the point I was making. So have a listen to that podcast and then listen to Mr. Durant's answer. Give us the JSE indices after nearly an hour and a quarter of trading, please, Nick.
Okay, so an hour and a quarter into the last trading day of the week, ahead of that big re-weighting tonight, we have the All Share actually trading quite nicely, up 229 points, or 0.41%. We have our top 40 also following suit, 0.34% to the higher at 169 points up. And if we drill down on a couple of these indexes, the financials obviously taking a bit of a beating. They're down 0.8. That's Investec dragging that index lower. But the technology index up 1.34%, consumer cyclicals firmer, and basic materials rounding it off up 0.72% to the green.
Very good. Nick Kunze is from Sandam Private Wealth. He'll be back with the 5 o'clock shadow later on. And that was the opening. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.